It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas today on the Pub Songs Podcast.
It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte!
Holly, ivy, mistletoe, the yew branch on the wall. All of these have Celtic roots, we celebrate them all. A candle in the window to call the traveler home. A symbol of tradition wherever we may roam. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. It's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer. In the fireplace, the new lit from the old. It burns for all the evening and brings on luck, we're told. Decorations on a yule tree, the way we often do. Bright stars upon the pine boughs, yes, that was Celtic too. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. It's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer. Father Christmas, our modern Santa Claus, was once a Celtic fellow, now does that give you pause? So hang a wreath upon your door and set the Guinness out. Let's have a Celtic Christmas, that's what it's all about. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. It's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture. I am your guide. My name is Mark Gunn, and today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Your generous pledge of $5 per month allow me to create music, podcasts, and videos, and I greatly appreciate all your support. Christmas is nearly here, so we're just like a few weeks away, and it means I can finally start listening to Christmas music. Woohoo! So I figured I'd play it in the Pub Songs Podcast today, and we kicked off the show with my song, Let's Have a Celtic Christmas, from Celtic Christmas Greetings. A little bit of news before we get into some more music. I do have a bit more music than normal for this show. First off, the Celtic Christmas Podcast is up and running. I launched it in November, and now it is also being funded through Patreon, which is something a little bit different than I've done in the past. Or I decided to do this because my time is very limited. And, you know, I want to see how much people are excited about having this podcast. So my plan is there's one episode. If I hit the next milestone, then I will release one or two more episodes before Christmas. Just depends on how soon I hit that goal. So if you want to subscribe to the Celtic Christmas Podcast and get 50 hours or so of Christmas music, Celtic Christmas music, go to CelticChristmasPodcast.com. I also have a new blog where I talk a little bit about other Celtic Christmas stuff that you can enjoy. Just head on over to you'll find out all the links for everything in my show notes at pubsong.com for show number 194. And also you can save 50% on some of my merch. Again, all those details are in the blog, so go check it out. A couple of really important bits of news. First off, I am launching a Kickstarter at the end of January. It's for an album that I'm going to release. The album is called Selkuth. Selkuth, I learned, means when everything feels strange and different, yet you find it marvelous anyway. And I think that kind of really encapsulates my music. So I'm very happy about it. And so the album's going to feature a little bit of, there'll be some Firefly songs, there'll be some traditional Irish songs and reels and jigs. They'll just going to cover the gamut. A lot of original songs that I've written over the years and that I've finally have a place to put them. And it's going to be this mixed bag of awesome strange and different, but marvelous music, and I hope you'll support it when it comes around in late January, so stay tuned for that. The Broadbean Nagin Bards album will cross over this Kickstarter release. We're doing a CD release on February 2nd for our album I Will Not Sing Along, which at last, long last, comes out. Now, I am looking at releasing three new singles this month, which I know is probably too many, but they all seem pertinent. The Last Jedi Drinking Song comes out on December 13th, and of course that will be right before the final Star Wars movie, so that's going to be awesome. And you can hear that song in episode 182 of the Pub Songs podcast. The other two singles that I'm releasing, I'm doing a single with Mikey Mason, who I've had on this podcast a lot before, and he and I recorded some Christmas music inspired by Firefly last year, and we're going to release one of those tracks this year. The song is called A Hero of Christmas. I'm hoping I will have it in the next episode of this podcast. So that's going to come out, I think, on the 16th is the plan. And I will feature that, and he and I will talk about it. Right now I'm at Starbase Indie in Indianapolis, and he's here, so I'm like, hey man, let's record a podcast together. So stay tuned. Mikey Mason, you can find him at MikeyMason.com. He's got a lot of great music, and including some for the holidays, some of the best Christmas music ever, like what's that one? John McClane Is Coming to Town. He's going to kick my ass right now. finally, I want to finish up with the last single that I'm going to release is Slanchava Christmas. I'm going to tell you more about it. Well, I guess I'll tell you about it another time. But basically, I had the idea that my song Slanchava, it could easily be a Christmas song. I felt like I was like straight out of Love Actually. You know, if you remember that scene in the beginning where you guys re-sing new lyrics to a song that is pop hit song or something. Any case, that song will be coming out soon. Let's get to the music. Next up is Matt and Shannon Heaton from Fine Winter's Night. This is Julius the Cat. And if you haven't checked it out, Shannon Heaton has a podcast called Irish Music Stories, and it is fantastic. She tells the music, tells the stories behind the music in, of Irish music. So check it out. Here is Matt and Shannon Heaton.
A song awoke him from his nap, Julius the barnyard cat. To him the angels sang the news of the babe to come on morning's dew. He shrugged the sleep from his furry head and found a spot for the manger bed. He trampled straw to a downy ring, a plush warm bed for the newborn king. To clean his chilly, humble home, he cleared the mice and filled their holes. With care he patched his drafty bong to keep the noble couple warm. The beasts at rest in the stable lay with matted coats and cool dark hay. For hours that night, from bed to bed, Julius groomed each furry chase, no harm to her or to her maid. From the rafters she sent feathers warm to Julius for his final chore, and with feathers strewn in the baby's nest, he woke each beast, then went to rest. And when appeared blessed babe, the creatures gently warmed at day. And in the shadows of the barn he napped, sweet Julius, the Christmas cat.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and ever pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, or
that was Oh Holy Night by Celtic Woman from their album The Magic of Christmas. Yes, they have a, I think it's a new Christmas album that they released this year. I got it for the Celtic Christmas podcast and the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, and I'm happy to share it here as well. So stay tuned for that. Now, Stories for the Road is coming up right now, but this is actually a replay from another podcast I have called Celtic Christmas Greetings. I'm one of the things I'd like to do for this podcast is share some of the best content that I've released over the years occasionally. And today I was trying to figure out, racking my brain, what should I put in this podcast? And it struck me, you know, it's Christmas time. I have a Celtic Christmas Greetings CD. That's the name of it. And one of the songs on there is called Celtic Christmas Elf, or the Celtic Christmas Elf Conscription Song, I've also called it. So this episode, I think it's number 2 of the Celtic Christmas Greetings podcast. It's all about Christmas elves and leprechauns. And here's Stories from the Road. And today we're going to talk about Christmas elves. Now, Christmas elves, the idea originated in about 1856. And this woman, Louisa May Alcott, wrote a story called Celtic Christmas Elves. She never published the book, apparently, but she talked about the Christmas elves that were in Santa's workshop, and the tradition somehow flourished over the years, and you had these pictures of little elves wearing pointy hats and pointy ears, and they went around and they helped out Father Christmas, taking care of his reindeer, working in Santa's workshop, and the idea. I think there's some engravings, it looks like, in 1873 in Godey's Lady Book. This is all according to Wikipedia. They were later recognized in Austin Thompson's work, The House of Santa Claus, A Christmas Fairy Show. Apparently, this is published in 1876 for Sunday schools, no less. One of the first Celtic Christmas songs I wrote was a song called the Celtic Christmas Elf Conscription Song. And the idea stemmed, well, first off, from leprechauns. I've always been fascinated by leprechauns. You know, Lucky Charms was one of my favorite foods growing up. I just thought they were really cool. Mine was based largely on that animation. Leprechauns have a much more mischievous history, and they also are largely based on an American iconic negative portrayal from the early 1900s. The idea of no Irish need apply. The Irish were so poorly looked upon, and the leprechaun was sort of a symbol of that, interestingly enough. Yet in my mind, it has evolved far past that into a much more positive image, for the most part. From the legends, though, the leprechaun has been linked to the Tuatha De Danann of the Irish mythology. And sometimes they're thought of as making shoes or storing away coins and pots of gold and end of the rainbow. And of course, if you ever capture, the leprechaun has the magical power to grant 3 wishes in exchange for the release. So that's the basic idea. Well, I had a cool idea based on some anti-recruiting songs that I had heard. Arthur McBride is one, and there's one other, but I can't think of what it was called. But the basic idea was, back in the 1900s, the English would recruit people for their armada by going into pubs, and they'd buy someone a beer, and they put a gold coin in there when they're not looking, and they give them the beer. And the person would, you know, casually say, "Thank you very much," and drink that free beer. And at the bottom of the beer, there was that gold coin, which meant basically they had just paid for their first month or so of service on a ship. And so thus they were conscripted into the Royal Navy, and a new life began. I thought, wouldn't it be cool to take that same idea and put it with a different sort of elf, the leprechaun? Now, back in 2008, I think it is, we went to Sibeg Shamore, which is a pair of hills in Ireland, where supposedly the thin veil, where the fae could easily pass between the fairy world and into our own. So I took this idea, and I had pictured a leprechaun who came across the thin veil into our world to go grab a pint after St. Patrick's Day. He has been partying and whatnot. And as he's sitting there drinking his beer, a couple of elves walk in. Now, I mix the colors on them. I say that two elves with green hats and red shoes. I thought that might be like it seemed kind of a weird little combination, green hats and red shoes. First off, I would imagine if, you know, most Christmas elves are going to have red hats and either red shoes or maybe green shoes. But I thought of it as sort of like a badge of honor, you know, I mean, a badge of service. So like these are like the recruiters. And what do they wear? They wear this outfit when they go out recruiting. So they walk into this pub and there's Lucky the Leprechaun, of course, taken straight from my love of Lucky Charms. He's sitting there drinking some beer and they say, hey, let's come on. I got to buy you a beer. And they start chatting and same sort of thing. The Lucky starts drinking and drinking and drinking. And next thing you know, he's so drunk that these Christmas elves who are out conscripting leprechauns and other fae creature around the world to serve in Santa's workshop. He's dragged off and taken to the North Pole. And of course, he must serve for a full year before he is freed from his conscription, which I thought was just a wonderful idea for a song. And I put it all together and put this great chorus with the ho ho merry Christmas with a rat-tat-tum, which kind of captures a little bit of the magic of traditional Christmas. But the melody is so, to me, is so Irish. And lots of visualization. The presents we bring will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb, which gives us sort of, to me, this sort of wicked air, you know, Santa being an almost wicked, jolly old elf. I just love the idea. I'm a big fan of satire, and this song really kind of captures that. And so I was super thrilled when I came. Oh, look at this. I was just looking and I see it. I wrote this song in 2008, which is the year I went to Ireland, actually. The second time I went to Ireland. So it just really kind of captures that whole atmosphere of while I was there in Ireland and some of the stuff I experienced. So
if you enjoyed this episode of Stories from the Road, join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. At least once a week, I share stories, blogs, and sometimes new songs I'm working on. There's a lot of exclusive content, and if it's new, you get to hear it first. Here is the Celtic Christmas Elf.
Ho, ho, merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. 'Twas a fortnight following St. Patrick's Day when across the thin veil the leprechauns came to Shebeg and Shamor to dance with the fae and join the fine crack until morning. Oh, Lucky was sitting and drinking stout brew when in walked two elves with green hats and red shoes. He smiled and he said, why, how do you do? Pull a seat up and drink here with me. Ho, ho, merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling, stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. The larger elf said, let me buy you a beer. 'Twas a great Paddy's Day for all that I hear. The other elf added, I've a secret to share, just listen, and the next round's on me. Lucky drank his first pint while singing a song. The second pint came as he was feeling quite strong, but the shot of hot whiskey made him feel all wrong. That's when the elf began to speak. Oh ho, merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. Kris Kringle sent us to recruit by ourselves, but the Keeblers are busy, Spew is freeing house elves. I guess what we're saying is we've chosen quite well. You're going to the North Pole with me. They dragged him outside, tied him to a reindeer. To the North Pole they flew to serve a full year. You leprechauns take note to Santa's elves and beware. Don't share in the crack of the fae. Ho, ho, merry Christmas.
Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas!
When he saw her first, he was on his way to town on Christmas Day. The bare sight of her made him lost for words. All sense was blown away. Long may the rivers flow endlessly as the stars are shining. Will I care for you? Will my heart be true? My sweet December love. So she saw him first from her father's house. That morning, Christmas Day, and she met his eyes, and she took his hand, and asked him in to stay. Long may the rivers flow endlessly as the stars are shining.
West of Eden from their album Another Celtic Christmas. The track was called My Sweet December Love. All right, now every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join me with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. In episode 191 of the Pub Songs podcast, I talk about the itinerary for the 2020 Origins of Celtic Invasions, where we're exploring Italy, in particular Venice and Vicenza and Padova, and we're going to be seeing castles and sailing rivers and exploring hills and mountains and eating some amazing Italian food. It's going to be really cool, and I actually have talked to a woman who lives in Venice. She's a fan of my music, and one of her best friends is going to be giving a sensory tour of Venice. and this woman is blind. So I'm kind of really excited about this because that just sounds amazing. Venice is an incredible city as it is. It's like one of my all-time favorite cities in the universe. To have it with a sensory tour just sounds, oh my gosh, whoa! So if you want to find out more about the invasion, what they have tentatively scheduled, and I say tentatively because the schedule can change. When we're small groups like I'm doing, you have that flexibility, and it's kind of awesome. But you can find out more at CelticInvasion.com. Here, next up is Hot Griselda. This is from their album Sunbox. It is Shooting Stars and Christmas All Year. Thank you.
three kings of Orient are. But have you heard about the fourth from afar? He came down from the cold windy north to celebrate Jesus's holy birth. He followed the star across highlands and seas, far to the south, across many countries. He wore blue paint and a kilt quite bold that danced as he walked into the stable door. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la la la. Wise men looked up at this stranger and stared. Who was this wild man who didn't comb his hair? A wool blanket he brought that looked like his kilt. He wrapped baby Jesus and by his side he knelt. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la la la. The wise men smiled as he left the stable door, thinking they liked this man much more than before. They heard a sound that blared through the night. Baby Jesus awoke to those Highland bagpipes. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, Scotland the Brave.
That was The Scottish King of Christmas from my album Celtic Christmas Greetings. Upcoming shows. So on December 12th, Thursday, December 12th, I'm planning on doing a public YouTube show. That means everyone is available, is welcome to attend. It will be exclusively available on YouTube. You can, you know, give tips and all sorts of fun stuff that you'll be able to do. You'll be able to do tips through, they have a super chat feature over on YouTube, or you can give tips through my virtual tip jar. It is, like I said, it's a free show, so you're welcome to just watch and enjoy, but you know, I do make a living with tips, so that always helps as well. On December 15th, I think it is, I have my first local to Atlanta gig as a resident. Well, I guess it's actually second since I was at Dragon Con. But I am playing at the Tucker Brewing Company in Tucker, Georgia on, I think it's the 15th. You can check the webs. Can't be the 15th. 14th, I think it is. I put the wrong date on there. There you go. Fix that. I think it's on December 14th. And Tucker Brewing Company it's in Tucker, Georgia. And they have some fantastic beer. I love it. One of the favorites, I'm drawing a blank. What is the name of it? The Rattler. I don't know if you've ever had Rattler. We were introduced to it this summer, and it's a great beer, especially during the cold weather days, but they have a lot of wonderful beers there as well, but that's a favorite in our household. upcoming shows that I have, I also am going to be at Gefilk, Georgia Filk, in January 10th through 12th. I'm not a guest, but I will be out there. I'll be doing January 24th at the Interstellar Ginger Beer and Exploration Company in Alabaster, Alabama, outside of Birmingham. January 25th at Maggie McGinnis Pub in Huntsville. And now I'm going to skip ahead. I'm in February, I'm hoping Mikey and I will have some Firefly shows in our area. So this down, I guess, in the southeast. So that's the tentative plan. We will see how that comes together. I'll let you know as soon as that happens. Stay tuned. Subscribe to my mailing list for details. March 10th through 22nd, I'm in Cleveland for Concoction. May 14th through 17th, I'm back at the California Otter Harp Gathering. And then in September, late September, I'll be at ALET 5 in Shakerstown, Kentucky. The last thing I have is Coffee with the Celt Father. It happens every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m., but I'm coming up to a close of the season. December 4th and 11th, those days I will be performing, and you'll find me on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. But you should also know that come 2020, it will be exclusively available on Facebook. I've decided that is the best busking spot for the future, which I know some of you will be disappointed to hear. I'm terribly sorry. I was using a service called Restream, and it was awesome. It allowed me to broadcast on multiple platforms, but it costs, you know, $20 a month or whatever. And you know, I was hoping I'd bring in more tips by playing more places, but I wasn't. So, you know, that's okay. I can still have fun putting stuff out on Facebook, and I will continue doing shows on YouTube just every now and then. I'm also going to try to do some shorter videos. I'm going to see if I can pull this off, but creating more shorter videos that I can post over on YouTube. So that's a better platform for that. All right, the Pub Songs Podcast is listener-supported. You can join my insider circle by becoming a Gunrunner on Patreon. It's just $5 a month, and you get lots of bonus content. Go to markgun.net to become an insider today. Special thanks to my newest patron, Lisa W. If you enjoy the music in the show, support the artists, buy their music and merch. Follow them on Spotify and let them know how much you love what they are doing. And tell a friend. We're going to finish up the show with Cherish the Ladies. This is We Wish, I spelled it wrong there. We Wish You a Merry Christmas Waltzes. It's from their album, Christmas in Ireland. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to sharing more in a couple weeks. Sláinte.
Thank you.
Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or to my website, where you can join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon and support my music and this podcast. I'll also email regular updates of new videos, podcasts, stories behind the songs, plus 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub, pubsong.net.